This is Nurse Skizzer News for the week of April 22nd, 2019, and I'm your host, Rebecca Hartman Baker. Today's guest is Zhengji Zhao. Zhengji is an HPC consultant in the User Engagement Group. Zhengji, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So Zhengji, today's topic is Edison's retirement. So let's talk about the schedule for Edison's retirement. So what's happening?
So Edison will be decommissioned on May 13th. And then exactly at 7 a.m., Edison will be rebooted. And then all the user jobs, if not run by that time, then they will be all deleted. And then after that point, our users cannot run any jobs. And then when Edison returns from rebooting, there is 1 week of grace period, sort of, so users can back up their files, move files out of Edison. So basically, users have to back up all the Scratch files, mainly Scratch 1, Scratch 2, and 3, and not the other file systems like C Scratch, and Project, and Home, and those.
Right, yeah, those are mounted on all machines.
Right, and then on May 20th at 7 a.m., the machine will be powered off permanently. So no more access to Edison after that point.
Okay. So what happens to Edison after that?
Yeah, so Edison will be disassembled, and then we have a plan to redeploy the Edison login nodes, which is 12 half terabyte memory nodes. And then the main XC and also the file system will be returned to shift back to Cray.
Oh, okay. So you, for the Edison point of contact for its life here, so can you tell me about the history of Edison?
Yeah, sure. So Edison, like NERSC's other systems, was delivered in two phases. So the first phase was Sandy Bridge processor-based. It's a small, like about 600 nodes. Phase one delivered like December 2012. And then after around 6 months of deployment, it was decommissioned to make room for Edison Phase 2. So Edison Phase 2 was delivered like June 2013. And then after several months, I think by August, we enabled the first batch of early users. And then the machine was accepted in December 2013. And then entered production in January 2014. And since then, it has been stably delivering the machine time to our users for about more than 5 years by now.
Mm-hmm. So Edison was originally in OSF, right? And then we had to move it up here to our new building?
Oh, yes. So in December 2015, exactly as November 30, Edison had to move to a new facility building, our current NERSC building. And then it took 5 weeks to reassemble the system and then upgrade the batch system and then return the system to users. So the system back to production in January 4th, I think, 2016.
Yeah, and at that time, we had Cray Phase 1, and it was here in our new building. But then, when we brought in the Phase 2 of that machine, we had to bring down Cray Phase 1 and do an integration. And so then Edison was the only machine on the floor that users could use.
Right.
For about a 6-week period, if I recall, from mid-September to the end of October in 2016. Do you have a favorite memory of Edison?
So, among many things I can remember, I think one of the things I want to mention is Edison started with some memory error, so-called cat error. So Cray had to debug that issue for months. That's why we see the machine delivered like in June 2013, but we had a long period of debugging, and at the end they figured out. So it was like some errors related to the memory speed. So for months, actually, we had to run at a lower memory speed. And then after the problem fixed, we see like 14% of memory bandwidth increase. So that was a very good memory for Edison.
Mm-hmm. When Edison came online, how big of a machine was it in, you know, at that time?
Yeah, so in December 2013, in top 500 ranking, it got to 24th position. And then it's relatively small compared to all the other machines available outside. So I have only one number. I don't remember the rest of the ranking, but that was the best thing, mm-hmm. Best ranking it ever got. Mm-hmm.
So how well did it do on the HPCG benchmark?
It was number 7, again in December 2013.
Mm-hmm. And it also did the Graph 500 benchmark?
Yeah, it got like 23rd in that specific ranking.
Okay. All right. Well, what if I'm a user and I just love running on Edison, but now Edison's going to be gone, so what should I do?
Yeah, so Edison users need to use Cori, basically because of the Haswell portion is really busy and very crowded, so we recommend the users to use KNL. We believe they will get better queue turnaround on KNL.
Okay, but KNL was really terrible this one time that I tried it.
Yeah, that's possible if you don't do any optimization work to get your application run faster. But in terms of the difference between Cori KNL and Edison, one significant feature is Cori has a lot of weaker cores on a single node. So actually the fair comparison should be node-to-node comparison. So if you compare like core-to-core performance, sure you will see lower performance on Cori.
Okay, well, so when I ran my workflow on Cori KNL, it was 10 times slower than when I ran it on Edison. So does that sound right? Is that normal?
Oh, that doesn't sound right. So actually, even you do the core-to-core performance comparison, probably you can see like 50%, 60% slower in general. But if something like slower than like 10 times, I think you need to look into what's wrong there. So we don't expect that much performance difference.
Okay, so what am I doing wrong then, if that's the case?
So, yeah, without like a code optimization, there are many things you can still check. So first, from compilation, we hope nothing wrong in the compilation part. And also you can make use of optimized library and good compiler flags, and all sort of things can be just a low-hanging fruit you can take and you can make use of. And another one is at runtime. We often see users don't get the affinity process and thread affinity right, so maybe that is one thing you can check easily. And also, if you are willing to invest some time to do the code optimization, then we have a lot of resources available, both staff resource and then also many materials and documentations. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so I think I need a little help with this. Is there something that we can do to get some you know, more like in-person help?
Yeah, we have hosted many user trainings to help Edison users to switch to Cori KNL. So we did last December, we did once, and then February and April, we did another two trainings. Starting this week, we will be hosting KNL office hours. So you can come to, if you are local, you can come to our office and do the in-person consulting. Or if you are remote, you can join our Zoom meeting. You can drop in and ask questions, and you can do real-time consulting. Mm-hmm. So we can, things we can help. Actually, we don't expect like to do serious code optimization during these office hours, but we can help you check your compilation and make sure compilation right, and then also the runtime, you know, basic runtime tuning like affinity and parameters, other runtime parameters we can use, and those we can help, and then also can help you to use the profiling tools, and then also can provide some advice on what, you know, what you can do to further improve your code performance.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds really good. So these office hours, they're going to be on Fridays, you said, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific. And you can either come in person if you're around, if you're near NERSC, or if you're not, you can tune into the Zoom meeting and you can get help that way. You could share your screen and get immediate feedback.
Yes, yeah, that's how we're going to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds really useful. So is there anything else you'd like to say about Edison?
Yes, I think Edison is a really stable and fast machine, and I think NERSC users love the Edison.
Yeah, I know they're going to miss it. All right, well, thank you so much for joining me today, Zhengji.
Thank you for having me.